This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This. In the meantime, the game is a big dummy. We've got Skylar on the line. Skylar, this is a big question. It's a $5 question.
It's a $5 bet.
It's a $5 bet. I say you cannot get this one right. You say you can. $5 on the line.
Here is your question. John Glenn was the first American to do what?
Skyler?
The first American, young Glenn.
John Glenn.
Yes.
That's a tough one.
John Glenn was the first American to orbit planet Earth.
No idea.
Now you owe Miles $5.
Sweet.
Go double or nothing, dude. Press it.
You want to go double or nothing?
Yeah, this one's for $10.
$10.
This is for $10. You're doubling or not? All right. Here is your question.
Question six. $10. Don't blow it.
Quick side note, Miles, you realize by doing this double down, we now have to pay our drummer twice as much.
I don't care.
It's a union thing.
Skylar will.
All right. Which basketball team is known for showmanship rather than skill?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with the Golden State Warriors.
Washington Generals.
The Harlem Globetrotters, man. The Harlem Globetrotters. Did you say the Golden State Warriors?
Well, they got all these celebrities on the team.
$10.
Wow. You must say that like it's a bad thing. You know, these celebrities. Like, no, they're just really good athletes that keep winning championships.
That's why we know them. Yeah. Think about an athlete. Typically, you're a celebrity when you're good. Or weird, like Dennis Rodman. All right, your question. Insulin is a hormone that is produced in which gland? Right, so people that need insulin are always complaining about this thing.
Okay, just in time.
See, he should have doubled down there.
He could have, but he didn't. Game is big dummy, 844-999. Oh, yes, $10 richer on that deal.
Let's see. A couple of weird comments coming. It says, The Undertaker is afraid of cucumbers, as far as weird phobias.
He's like a cat.
Someone, I know, it is weird, man. They just don't like cucumbers. I don't like cucumbers either, but I'm not scared.
I like cucumbers.
I love them. I eat them every day now.
Do you want to smell like them? Because there's all these products where you can
cucumber?
Smell like cucumbers.
Yes. Yeah.
No problem.
What? That's so weird, man.
Well, I tell you,
like,
it's the
people
best.
Want to smell like a cucumber.
You've heard me say it. It's the best thing to re-burp. And then a lot of the soaps I use in the shower have a cucumber scent.
Look, as far as taste goes, I get it. Look, I don't like cucumbers, but I understand the freshness taste, right? So if you're going to burp up something that tastes fresh, like, burp on. But, like, I personally, as a human being, I don't want to smell like a cucumber. That seems so weird to me.
Yeah, I do.
God, freaking weird.
Why? What happened to you? You seem so nice and clean. Like, yeah, I smell like a cucumber.
I smell like cucumbers. So you smell like something in a garden. Someone else says, right as you said, chopsticks. I put chopsticks in my mouth. I'm eating sushi. And someone else says, wow, you guys are a-holes. Wait until the break. Hey, man, that's not enough. The break was coming up.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Hola. Jack, you playing for Team Sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jack. Welcome to the show. All right, Jack, our men's room poll dealing with Easter candy. Will it be the Cadbury egg, jelly beans, Peeps, or a solid chocolate bunny? What are you going for?
Cadbury egg.
Cadbury egg, man. We got a three-way tie for second place between the Cadbury egg peeps and the solid chocolate bunny as far as our poll with the players of the game today. Now, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, there's a poll up there as well. We'll crunch those numbers that come down with the total at the end of the show.
Someone suggested the crunch be the spokesperson for Men's Room Beer. I enjoy a Men's Room Red or 9. All right, here is your question. What color subconsciously calms the mind?
Blue.
Nice. One and done for Jack. Ooh, man, good talking to you. Great getting to know you.
Wait.
What?
Just says, as far as foods to burp up, like you ate the food, and you burp later, and the taste comes back up. Now, Ted, you say cucumbers.
Correct.
And I understand that they do have the sense of being fresh. I just don't like cucumbers, but someone says apples are the best to burp up after.
Yeah, I don't know.
What kind of apples are you eating? I feel like apples, like, they're decent to eat, but I feel like when I burp, I don't retaste apple.
I also feel like you don't realize how much you like cucumbers because you're a big pickle guy.
I hate pickles.
Mm. My bad. Miles is a pickle guy.
Yeah, I was like, I hate
pickles. Yeah, I love pickles.
I'm going to back that one up.
To me, a pickle is like, hey, man, here's a cucumber that sucks. How can we make it worse? Someone said, I got it. It's making a pickle.
Brine it, man. Mm-hmm. You brine anything.
Have
I think
you guys seen the sandwiches where it's one giant pickle and the pickle is the bun?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's like a
this
like
is a
grinder,
real thing?
Grinder size, maybe, hoagie size, where it's just one of those giant, probably a full cucumber. And they slice it down the middle, and they put, like, meat on there and everything, and the cucumber is the bun.
Is this at a restaurant, or is this something they're trying to sell?
I don't know. I just saw it a couple days ago.
Have you seen the one where they hollow out the giant pickle, shove a hot dog in there, and then make it like a corn dog?
I did see that, and that's disgusting. That is ridiculous. I saw that, and it made me angry.
This is going to make you really angry once I show you a picture of this thing.
This is what... So...
It's a giant pickle sandwich. Here you go right here. Look at that. So,
oh my God!
Right, do you see what I mean? Isn't that crazy?
That is horrible.
What do you mean? It looks. Yeah, I gotta give it a try.
You know what it looks?
Yeah, I know exactly what it looks like.
The Jolly Green Giant's love interest.
It looks like somebody who had lots and lots of partners.
Game is up, Big Dummy. 844-999 Ola. Who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game?
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to the metro. Hello, Shannon.
Hello.
Shannon, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Shannon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, can I lay some knowledge on you real quick?
Sure.
Yes.
Please.
One of the guys said that raptors, you can't see them in the zoo. You absolutely can. That's called an eagle, an owl, an osprey. It's a bird of prey.
Listen, smartass, I know that part. We're talking about the dinosaur. I'm talking Jurassic Park, chase me down, bite my buddy in half, me regretting my decision to go there kind of raptors.
Shannon, our men's room poll. Pick an Easter candy. Will it be the Cadbury egg, jelly beans, peeps, or the solid chocolate bunny?
I'll take the jelly beans, even the cheap-ass one.
Oops, cheap-ass jelly
cheap
beans.
Cheap one.
Okay. Watch that potty mouth.
Jelly beans in the lead, by the way, as far as your favorite Easter candy is concerned.
All right, let's... Oh, sorry, real quick. I escaped a Filipino prison thanks to Men's Room Original Red. That was a request. Mm. All right. Seriously, that was actually a request. PB is the periodic symbol for which metal?
PB.
PB.
PB. Yeah,
like PB and jelly.
PB and jelly. Everyone says PB and J. PB and jelly.
Some
men prefer this in their pencil.
You know, I don't know, but I bet my husband would. I don't know.
Lead.
PBJ, also a probation before judgment.
Yes. Depending what part of the country you're in, PB will mean different things.
What's lead in your pencil?
That sounds like something an old guy would tell you at the bar.
It is.
Right?
Oh, you need to drink that, man, and put lead in your pencil.
All right, here's your question. Well, which one would that be? Because it's not whiskey.
Oh, no. That'll take the lead right out.
That's what I mean. I am leadless.
That gets the lead out.
Like, I have a leadless pencil.
That's like Zeppelin.
All right, here's your question. Which state is home to the first police force?
Police force. I'll say New York for New York City.
Virginia?
Texas. Think about that. All right, your next question. What was the last war to use a 5-star general?
World War II.
All correct, Shannon. Nice job.
You'd be all correct and stuff.
Okay, very good. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Can we squeeze in maybe one more contestant? Are we good, you think?
I don't know if you can squeeze in, but let's see. Hey, Josh, can you squeeze into Miles for us? Welcome to the men's room.
Ouch!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Josh, you sober or not sober?
Oh, sober.
Sober, Josh. Welcome to the show. Josh, which way are you headed here on our men's room poll for Easter candy? Cadbury egg, jelly beans, Peeps, or the solid chocolate bunny?
Gonna have to go with the jelly beans.
Jelly beans in the lead.
And people love the jelly beans. The Starburst jelly beans are the greatest food on the planet. Someone
hey,
says,
wrong.
Can we choose a hollow bunny? No, that's why we said a solid bunny.
Solid bunnies are the worst.
I mean, what, like, you put up the four things you can choose from, and then someone comes up with a fifth.
Have you ever noticed our men's room polls are like, pick a supermodel to have sex with? We're not giving you good options.
No. We'd give you Clint Howard, Danny DeVito. I'd stop there.
Mm-hmm. DeVito.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Where do you go, DeVito?
Yeah.
Yeah, out of those two.
He's tiny and hairy. It'd be like going back to the 70s.
I think we should tell Clint Howard, look, man, it's not that we want to have sex with Danny DeVito, but if I had to pick out of the two of you, I'd pick him. Mm-hmm. Sleep well. What is the name of the smallest blood vessels?
Name of the smallest blood vessels. Capillaries? Is that what it is?
All right. Very good. Okay,
don't be excited, man. We heard you ask.
Yeah, you asked
the person behind. See, that's not.
Hey,
you're taking credit for it. That person
who got the right answer? Who got the right answer? Seriously.
My girlfriend.
Put her on the phone.
Okay, here she is.
Okay.
No, I don't want to talk. Hi.
What's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, we're going to find out if you're the brains of the operation or not. Since he stole your thunder, we're going to let you play the game.
Okay.
You ready? Look, you already made him look good.
Yeah.
We already know you're smarter than him. So even if you're stupid, he's just really stupid.
And you have to admit, you are dating a Josh.
Yeah, so it's already been established. Here is your question. What state does the story...
She's smart with a potty mouth. God.
Sucker. Mother... And... Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Potty potty mouth.
I mean, just smart
potty,
and filthy.
Potty potty.
She said she didn't want to talk?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. She starts dropping.
That's a woman of her word.
Wow. Okay.
What state was it?
That'd be Alabama.
All right.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy. There you go. Ted's Meat and Potatoes going up. The head chef has some grocery store tricks that get you to buy some food. No Way Sherlock coming up. And your email's next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Head Chef got off Ted's Meat Potatoes. Grocery store is tricky into buying some food. Ted will tell you how. Coming up in the meantime, email us in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
We're going to jump right into the birthdays, guys. My husband and I would like to wish a birthday shout out to our daughter, Elizabeth. She is 1 year old today and frequently listens with us on car rides. How about a little kid fish sandwich and one of those Ric Flair woos? Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Fish sandwich!
Woo! Oh, guys, today's my son's 18th. He says he doesn't want to celebrate, so how about some turtle wax with whatever you want in the paws to help him celebrate? Thanks, guys. Happy birthday, Andy.
Drop the beat.
Guys, today my sister Kalani is 21 years old. Can you help make it memorable with lots of turtle sex and now hitting the window and your penis is too small? Thanks, guys, and stay beautiful. Birthday shout out to my boy Alex. He's the best damn electrical apprentice a guy could ask for. Fantastic man. He served in the army in Germany and he's expecting a baby. So maybe some turtle wax with Alan Thicke in the paws. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking.
That's fun.
stop me if you've heard this one. I actually don't work.
What's up? Give or take. Shout out to our best friend, Zach. He is 22 today. We wanted to show him how much we love him by asking for a your penis is too small and some dirty Germans, please. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no such thing as penis being too small. It means it will fit anywhere I want to put it.
Yes, you know, and lots of people like to eat shrimp in Germany, so just get that tiny thing over here.
Yeah, Vienna style.
Yeah, put it in my cocktail sauce.
Guys, it's our buddy Kyle, pronounced Lyle's 28th birthday today. An exceptional friend and overall great guy to be around. How about for his birthday, the dirty German's talking about his newly acquired pool table.
Yeah, the best thing about the pool table are all these different balls that you can put in all the different holes.
Yeah, and it's a lot of playing with sticks as that thing just slides through your fingers over and over. Oh.
Yeah, I'm bringing 2 8 balls of my own.
Yeah, don't forget the chalk.
Yeah, blue tip.
That'd be kind of funny, right? Before quarters?
Yeah, let me chalk my penis.
Guys, birthday shout out to my brother, Jason, pronounced Princess. He is 29 years old, and he just bought a new home. Can you guys talk all over each other about buying houses? Thanks, guys. Love the show. Well, the
best part of the day, I'm a freaking wall. We can money that can be bombed. You're going to go to the depot back. Then over all this crap, people weekend. Come in, and all these things are going to pull up. And everybody, you have to deal with the worst freaking part.
Guys, today I'm 30 years old. Can I please hear the dirty Germans talk about how dirty it is to be 30? That from TJ.
Yeah, there is a reason they call it Dirty 30, but tonight it will also be Squirty 30.
Yes, the hard part is where you catch the squirt.
Yeah, we call it eye catch.
Did you catch the squirt?
Yeah, you're screaming and saying your eyes are burning. I'm guessing yes.
Yeah, so you know what? It is a delicious beverage, though.
Guys, today's my big brother's birthday. He's pushing 30 or something. His name is Tobias Bear, so he's not a black man. He is the whitest dad ever. If you could delight him with his favorite fish sandwich and do something special, maybe have Ozzy Ted make fun of his name and however he sees fit. Thanks, guys, and happy birthday.
Fish sandwich.
Hi, Ted here from Melbourne. What was that name, Miles?
His name is Tobias.
Tobias, what was the last bear?
Yeah.
I tell you what, down under, we still speak of the legend. Large man, 7 foot if he was 8 foot. Hands like clubs, arms like tree trunks. I saw him wrestle a crocodile all by himself, and then he ate his leg.
Yeah, I heard backside like sea urchin.
Yeah.
Oh, Joel.
Biggest didgeridoo in all of Australia.
Yeah, he bent over, looked like one-eyed Betty Boop.
That is a tremendous name, dude. I'm not going to make fun of that at all.
Guys, a 30th trip around the sun is today. Kind of a big deal to me, seeing as my dad passed away when he was 30. I was wondering if you could get the dirty Germans. Keep on rocking. That from the Turtle Ninja.
Yeah, I would like to wax shell of Turtle Ninja.
Yeah, the Turtle Ninja, that was very personal and kind of heavy. I'm not supposed to. I feel weird now. So that information could stay in the shell.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me. It's the day my dad died.
Yeah.
Big birthday shout out to...
Just about as funny as a German.
Yeah, Tracyton's Public House, Big Dummy Bryce. Can he get a, your penis is too small? And the dirty German's talking about weights and measures. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I cannot wait for you to measure me.
It's funny, right? You talk about weights and measures. The country next to Germany is Broland. It's the only measurements we worry about are gains.
Yeah, that's why we call it that. Poor land, yeah.
Oh, but y'all, today's our sister Amanda's 32nd birthday. She would love to hear you guys play a Joey Chestnut and maybe some Ozzy Ted talking about horseback riding. Thanks, guys.
Joey Chestnut!
Ted here from Melbourne. Amanda, you sound like a proper bird. Probably have a little money in the family out there riding horses. Also, it's a fun way to play. I'm into it. I'll straddle me up.
Yeah, he only rides bareback.
He ain't wrong.
Guys, love the show. Longtime listener. Birthday shout out I need for Josh Waller. He's my work buddy, 33 years old. He wants a your penis is too small and some dirty Germans talking about wiener size.
Yeah, tonight I'll introduce you to biggest, thickest, widest, veiniest, hairiest vena all at once.
You know, vena size is very important. If you plan on drinking lots of beer, you need a bigger vena. You know, it's Oktoberfest. You should see the size of the schnitzel.
Yeah, but vena will be in your buns.
Yeah, the vena will be in your buns. Actually, I could go for a schnitzel.
Yeah, thank you for the backup.
Schnitzel sandwich right now.
Guys, can I get a few Joey Chestnuts for my buddy Christopher Kelly? He's the best bartender in Seattle and a big fan of the show. He'd really get a kick out of it. Thanks, guys. Today, my coworker Julia has a birthday. Would you gentlemen and women please talk all over yourselves about playing hooky from work on your birthday? Thanks, guys.
Well, be honest with the man. That is
actually one
thing. If you do it right, you play hooky day after your birthday. You go out and you get messed up. And then the next day, it's a rookie mistake. Old enough to know better.
I want to wish my daughter-in-law, Christina, a happy 35th birthday. Please give her a Your Penis Is Too Small and the Dirty Germans. Thanks, guys, for what you do.
Yeah, tonight I teach you to play different instruments. We start with skin flute and end with the skins.
Yes, you know, so I'll come by later tonight since it's your birthday and maybe salt your grapefruit.
Yeah, I will blow your whistle.
Guys, Rob the Uber driver here. It's weed week and I turned a big 48 today, so can I get a big old bong rip, please? Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Ah, weed week.
He also mentions that you guys rock the S out.
Is that a compliment?
I don't know.
I'm rocking the S out. Sounds like a bad bowel movement.
Weed Week.
Want to wish my bride-to-be Cynthia a happy birthday. We're having a pajama wedding on Saturday. Pajama wedding, yeah. And since her birthday is today, can she have the Dirty Germans talk about dirty red-haired Southern Belles? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from the Irish Bell. Bear.
Yeah, I want to ring this red bell you have. Call me the Hunchback.
Yes, you know, you're from the South, and you're a redhead, so I'd imagine your dirty South grits are a bit tasty.
Yeah, we call her Pasty and Tasty.
Yeah, yeah. No hot sauce needed on those grits.
No, already red hot.
It's maybe just a towel.
Greetings, guys. I love the show. It's my 59th trip around the Senor Sol. Life keeps just getting better. How about an owl hitting the window, a kid fish sandwich, and a Kirk Cousins? You like that. That from Sweet Lou. 59 today.
Fish salad.
You like that? You like that?
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Just a couple extra emails here real quick. Miles, you were wrong about flashing headlights at someone with theirs out. Lights out, turn yours off and back on. Flash to let them know there is a cop coming from that direction. That's pretty good advice.
Is that illegal?
Yes. To flash as far as the cops?
That is, I've heard that from the cops. No.
Okay.
Alerting people that there's cops up ahead. I've heard from cops, anyway, that that's illegal. But let's face it, a lot of things are illegal. They know damn well you do it.
Subject, big noses. I can confirm your theory that big noses mean big penises, and small noses tend to have small penises. That from Morgan. Guys, big as a pop can and twice as long. That's all it says.
That's all it says?
Yeah. Guys, you mentioned Jonah Falcon indeed has the world's largest penis at 13.5 inches. He can apparently envelope an entire doorknob with his... Oh, Jesus. There was an HBO special about penis size many years ago, and he was spinning in it. Oh, wow. Oh, good times. Another one. Let's see here. We'll do one more. As far as epic farts, guys, I'm a labor demolition to be specific. One night at work, it's a break time, so about six or eight of us get in an elevator to head down. Elevator is about 5x5. Well, the elevator breaks and stops. Door won't open, and we're stuck. At this point, the guy I'm standing next to decides to tell everyone that he's got to poop real bad. Starts letting out wet farts every 15 to 30 seconds. All of us are trying to get as close as we can to the cracks of the doors for any bit of air while we're being mustard gassed in this elevator. We ended up being stuck in that elevator for about an hour and a half. Thanks, guys. That from Marcus. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks.
Woo! Band could have broke it.
The band, just said, hey, we're out today.
Blown
done,
up.
Done, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was one dude's birthday. They wouldn't get out of here.
Right. Yeah. That's nice of you to let them do that.
Yeah, that's what I said, man. You don't have to stay the whole time. It's your birthday, dude. Go have some fun. Get out there. All right, so everybody goes to the grocery store. Some people, like myself, thoroughly enjoy the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Some people hate it.
I'm not a big fan, but I go.
Yeah.
About once a month.
I mean,
once a month?
Once a month.
I go you to the get store. Everything at once?
I get a lot of stuff, yeah. I'm doing frozen vegetables. I buy my meat frozen, you know. Get a couple other things. Get a couple 12-packs.
Wow. Once a month doesn't seem like enough,
well,
man.
It's for toilet paper, mostly.
From all the food you're not eating.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I have plenty of food. Like, I just buy a bunch of it, like, you know what I mean?
Anyway, man, Trader Joe's has been my friend lately. Although, quick side note, had Trader Joe's enchiladas last night. They are great. They really are. I woke up this morning forgetting that I had eaten Trader Joe's enchiladas. I would just say they give you the authentic experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do. I thought I had to poop this morning. I sat down. I finally had to go. I'm at work, right? I'm like, I'm getting the enchiladas out of me. You ever open a 2-liter bottle of soda slowly?
It's like opening a bottle of soda water.
But make that gas about 2,000 degrees. That's what happened. No poop, just the hottest fart on record.
Yeah, it is.
On record.
Hot. It's hard to it's hard to fight the urge when you're in the store because things are designed against you, right?
Sure.
So there is little tricks that they do. So these are five ways grocery stores are tricking you into spending more money. Number one, they hand out free samples. Now, remember back in the day, you only saw this at Costco, right? But a lot of stores do it now. It's basically, it's going to make you buy something you normally wouldn't buy.
Exactly.
They tend to hand out fatty, salty foods that taste good, which makes it harder to say no.
Right, they don't hand out broccoli.
Who's the guy that gets you every time?
You mean like Costco or something?
Costco, grocery store.
If you have little weenies or shrimp, like I'm in.
Cheese guy. If you ever go by the guy who's got all those cheeses, like, would you like to try this? And he hands you a slice, like, oh my God, that's great cheese.
I never think
that. What
is
it? Like, I'll buy a block.
Did you wash your hands before you handed it to me?
Yeah, well,
you're wearing gloves.
Yeah, they have the little plastic gloves on.
Yeah, cheese guy I'm fine with. For me, it's
as long as it's an employee.
Granola bar, and there's, like, something makes it, like, tastier.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Like sugar?
Yeah. Like there's these almond ones you can get, but it's basically like a candy bar.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
But they have little pieces of that, and you're like, oh, this is actually.
That's why you got to go by the deli. They'll give you a little free sample every once in a while.
Yeah. Bad. Give me a slice of that meat there.
I go by the women's feminine hygiene.
I call for me. Stop zooming in on me. They hide essentials in the back of the store. So bread, milk, cheeses are all usually near the back. You have to walk past all the other stuff to get there, which basically is going to up your chances of an impulse buy.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you're walking back, I mean, like, you'll notice that the first cheese you'll come to is string cheese.
Of course.
Right?
Right? Because you'll grab it.
But on the way back to get the essentials, you're just like, man, there is a lot of stuff I'm passing.
Right. Then you stop and all the rest of the stuff.
That's why the vegetables are always in the front. Because they figure if you go in with the intention to try to eat healthy, if they're there first, you will pick them. If they save them for last, you'll go do all your regular grocery shopping and say, I bought too much food. I don't really need to buy any more.
Well, we've said this before. The oldest trick in the book is just shop the outside, the perimeter of the store, right? Because all the stuff that's like processed or whatever is going to be in the middle of the store.
All the good stuff like barbecue sauces, mustards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fun stuff.
Oh man, I went out of order. They use giant shopping carts. So you're like, oh, my cart's not that full. Well, no, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, right. Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
They put expensive brands at eye level.
Mm-hmm.
When something's front and center, you're more likely to try it. So look up and down. You might save a few dollars. That's where the cheaper brands tend to be. So, like, eye level's always going to be Frosted Flakes.
Now, Tide, Frosted Flakes.
Right, if you have the off-brand, like, Freaky Flakes.
You got to look for them.
Right. Yeah,
right?
They'll be down there. Because it comes in a bigger bag. Because
you're looking for those. You know what your financial situation is.
Yeah.
So they're like, look, if you're financially strapped, you'll look for the Frosty Flakes, right? You'll look. If you're going in and you're fine, it's like Frosted Flakes because it costs $2 more a box. Hell yeah.
It's the difference between having children and not having children.
You know, that's the entire difference.
That's really all it is.
Like, man, yeah.
The difference between having the generic version or the original version is if you can afford the original version, that means you do not have kids.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. Kids will pitch a bitch. Well, right now my kids are still on just Honey Nut. No, just Cheerios.
You're not even up to Honey Nut, huh?
Look, they don't need to know.
Why?
They don't know because they don't need to know. Because once they know, then it becomes my man. Everything they like becomes my financial responsibility. So it's like, look, if all they know about is blank, then that is all they will know.
Has your son had a Coke yet?
Yeah, man. And that's where your parents F it up. Grandparents F S up. All right, man.
Yeah.
So I was not, and it's not that I'm against it. It's just once they discover this, it's game over. So now he knows about Coke. He knows about Sprite, right? All the rest of the crap. Before I tell him, oh, it's daddy's beer. He didn't know. Now he knows. Now we know, and it costs me. And see, that's the difference. I didn't buy a Coke to be in my house. Now there's Coke in the house. I'm saying, I like it. Because the good news is my daughter, believe it or not, she does not like soda. Okay. And I love her for that. I love it.
Yeah, my niece and nephew, I mean, they're teenagers. They don't drink much soda.
Good.
But they didn't really grow up on it either. They like soda water.
Sure. Yeah. Do you know what else they do in grocery stores?
The 10 for 10 thing? That's the last one.
What else is 10 for 10?
Like, they put out something that's like, hey, this is 10 for 10. So you feel compelled to buy 10 of these items.
Oh, like ramen noodles or whatever the deal
right,
is.
Any of that stuff, right? Like, you don't need to buy it to get a deal. Like, a lot of times, you just buy one or two
of
them.
You buy three, and they're like, you know, $3. So instead of buying 10 for $10, you can buy three, and it's still just $3.
Here's one that I heard, and this one, it blew my mind, but if you look, you'll notice it, but it makes sense. They actually make a lot of the tiles in your grocery store or Target. They'll make them smaller. Because when you are shopping, you're typically not talking. And so subconsciously, you kind of go with the cadence of your grocery cart. If you make the tile smaller, it sounds like you're pushing your cart faster. So now you slow down and take more time to look at the stuff they have on the shelf.
Yeah, I mean, I know all the tricks. I just like roaming around there and staring at stuff.
See,
like
you're different. You're weird.
I just like to stand in the middle of the aisle with that jackass who put their cart right in the middle of the aisle and I can't get past it. I acknowledge that anyone else is in there with you.
Just move it. Just move it out of the way.
Saying, like,
He's so angry, man.
Well, no, you're the only person in here shopping. You know what I mean? Like, don't you know? Can you get the hell out of the way?
I'm thrilled. Just move it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I might say something like, sucker.
Okay. Right. You know. I guess I'll move your cart
out of my way.
That's how it's going to be.
God.
Yeah, why are you so passive aggressive? Just be aggressive.
Okay.
God, you blood sucking clown.
I don't say anything. I just stare like
clown worm.
Clown worm.
Stupid. Coming up, we'll trick your toes with a shot of the day. No Way Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of profile that's coming up. And yes, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Kicks it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no Sherlock.
And away we go. This is actually one of my favorites ever. This one makes me so happy, and it insults every single person's intelligence. Rooms with broken air conditioners are hot.
No Sherlock.
Keep in mind, that's a headline. That is something that someone chose to put there to get you interested. We continue. New folding phones are already breaking.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock.
Stay-at-home dads are finding out parenting is hard.
Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock!
Probably true of all new parents, I would imagine. Great white sharks are afraid of orcas.
Oh, no Sherlock!
You know what else is scared of orcas, Miles? Every damn thing.
Yeah.
What are orcas scared of?
Nothing.
Each other. I don't know.
Humans?
Yeah, but they're not really scared of us. I think we annoy them, but they don't seem scared of us. Like, I don't think they're scared of anything. I don't know. Bullying, not schools, blamed for shootings.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
3D printed heart is a potential breakthrough in making human organs.
Really? Well, no Sherlock.
I would say that it is a breakthrough because you did it, and you didn't do it before. That's generally how we test what a breakthrough is. Like, hey, we've been trying to do this thing, and then you say, you're never going to believe this. I did it. And we go, that's the breakthrough. We continue. Prosecutors want Felicity Huffman to go to prison.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
I find that with a lot of prosecutors. You ever notice that? They go to court, they're the prosecutor, and they're always talking about prison time and all the rest of this
stuff. Trying to do their job.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like their thing.
Mm-hmm. Amazon workers are listening to what you tell Alexa.
No, Sherlock.
So is the government.
Well, of course.
Hey, you can. I don't care who it is. You can't have that much information sitting around without the government. I mean, look what happened to Gmail. Like, they want to know.
If you put anything in your home that is a microphone, just assume that the microphone is listening. I just assume people knew that. But we continue. White man accused of burning down 9 black churches charged with hate crime.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock.
Man, oh man, that one took me by surprise. I thought it was done out of love.
scientists have finally figured out how to make teenagers eat healthy. Tell them it's rebellious.
No, Sherlock.
I like that one, man. I think it's a good call.
Man, all the cool kids are eating broccoli. It's an F you to the man. You know what I'm saying?
You let the man tell you to eat that cheeseburger?
Yeah, I'd eat those Brussels sprouts, man. You didn't see that coming, did you? Blind people can struggle to understand memes.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
I honestly God wish I was joking. That is, in fact, the headline. Let's read it one more time. Blind people can struggle to understand memes. Yeah, so if you can't send those Braille memes to your blind friends, they might not understand why you find that particular thing funny.
Yeah.
See? That's why Stevie Wonder never responds to some of those tweets we send him.
Never gets it.
He never does. I thought he had a bad sense of humor, but that was nothing. We continue. Mike the Situation Santorino has become friends with Fry Festival mastermind Billy McFarland.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Oh, two douchebags, huh?
Yeah, what do you know? The douchebag, the gravity of douche. Death is the nation's top killer.
Well, no, Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see Mithril Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And the shot, I was divided today, but in the end, I have to go with Asda Supermarket over in the United Kingdom. They get toasted quite a bit. They're one of the largest supermarket chains in the United Kingdom. So as a result, you hear about them quite a bit.
Which one?
Asda, A-S-D-A. Oh. And this time they're in Wales. And I don't know much about the Welsh language, but it's not the same as English. So with that, you hire translators. The problem with translators is that they don't always get it right. And the order that you put words is very important. So Asda Supermarket, this weekend, with an Easter weekend, banker's holiday, the grocery store obviously has been packed, and who doesn't want to save some money, maybe enjoy a cold beverage? So people started tweeting to each other, you need to get to the Asda here in, I cannot pronounce the name of the city, this is how it's spelled, C-W-M-B-R-A-N. So something Brom. C-W-M, how do you think you say that?
C-W-M.
Yeah, I don't say that.
Come Brom.
Yeah, something. Either way, people started pouring into the store, they couldn't figure it out, and finally someone who spoke Welsh realized the sign that they had posted that was actually trying to advertise a product that was alcohol-free instead was just a large sign that they accidentally translated as free alcohol.
Oh, that's easy.
People are now bum-rushing this particular supermarket location to get their cold drinks. The people at Asda had to explain, hey, it's a mistranslation, we apologize, and let's just say that the grocers there were not very happy. At all.
That's brutal.
Dude, that's a big ass sign. It says free alcohol.
Okay.
If you speak Welsh.
Game on.
But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we're
Blah, bitch, on it. Let's get a contestant live for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-Ola.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.